extent that more than one party opens their primary to non-affiliated voters, then the voter would have to request a particular ballot from the chief clerk. I mean, chief clerk, county clerk. The Dash 2 amendment.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about those. Would the clerk, if one party and not the other opens its primary to non-affiliated voters, then the chief clerk automatically mails them that party's ballot?
That's correct.
If both parties open their primary to non-affiliated voters, would the chief clerk notify non-affiliated voters that they can request either ballot, or would that
I'm not sure about that piece, but I'm sure there would be some notification aspect. However, it's the non-affiliated voter who would have to notify the county clerk as to which ballot they want to receive.
And they could have one or the other, but not both?
That's correct.
Okay. Senator Courtney, do you have anything to add to the way that would work? So, under this system, it would depend on the parties on whether or not they wanted to open up to non-affiliated voters. Okay, Dash 2.
The Dash 2 amendment was drafted at the request of the chair, and the Dash 2 amendment indicates that if a candidate receives a majority of the votes during the voter choice election, that one candidate would move forward to the general election. The second major piece of this Dash 2 amendment is merely adding Section 10, Sub 3 of Initiative 86 back to this measure. And Section 10, Sub 3 allows the major parties to identify the qualifications to be a member of that party and allows them to essentially approve whether a candidate is allowed to have their party R or D behind their name.
Okay, it says not later than the 63rd day before the date of the primary election, a political party may notify the chief elections officer that a candidate for nomination to a voter choice office has been determined by the party to be ineligible to be listed on the ballot. What would cause a person to be ineligible?
If they don't meet the requirements.
And what would those requirements be?
I believe those are set forth by the parties. The certified copy of the current party rules specifying qualifications that a candidate must satisfy to be eligible to be listed on the ballot as a member of the political party. So the party would have to determine those qualifications.
Okay.
And the party would determine whether that candidate is qualified.
So certainly residency in your district is a qualification. That's I would assume that registration in that particular political party for a particular period of time might be a qualification.
Mr. Chair, I'm not familiar with those qualifications with the parties.
Okay. This is something, if this bill moves and gets over to the House, this is something that I'm probably going to ask them to look at carefully and may want to modify it to some degree. We don't want to allow political parties to shall we say, tinker with who can vote and who can't. Well, folks, absent Senator Atkinson and Senator Metzger, I'm not sure there's the votes to do anything here, but I would accept the motion. Let's have a
stand at ease for
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move the Dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 630.
Senator Morris has moved the Dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 630. Is there discussion? Call the roll, please.
Senator Atkinson?
Yes, excused.
Senator Bachman?
Aye.
Senator Courtney?
Yes.
Senator Metzger?
Is excused.
Senator Morris?
Aye.
Senator Winters?
Aye.
Senator Chairman Rowe?
Aye. Motion carries. Senator Morris?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Could you make the motion, please, Mr. Chair?
You want me to make the motion?
Yes.
I will do that. As Chair, I move Senate Bill 630 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion?
5 minutes on the records.
Call the roll, please.
Let's move.
Senator Atkinson?
Is excused.
Senator Bakken?
Now, Mr. Chair, I will give you a courtesy yes vote this morning.
Thank you.
Senator Courtney?
I will give you a courtesy yes vote, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Senator Metzger? Senator Morse?
Aye.
Senator Winter?
I will be
the
Chairman Rowe?
Aye.
Motion carried. Senator Morse will, and Senator Decker will carry the bill. You can talk about who wants to open and who wants to close. Is that all right? This meeting is adjourned. Wednesday, we're on at 7.